first El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Shannon, can you tell him to try and put pressure on the back?
I just want to say, I've never heard the word used so many times.
We're rescuing everybody today.
Tell him to get the hell out of Palestine.
I have your thoughts on the Helen Thomas issue.
Bull crap.
Famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and to go to it and to get to it and to get at it, we take you through the looking glass here every night. Parents are unhappy as the F-bombs are flying at the MTV Movie Awards. Steve Bozell joins us this hour to talk about these private swim clubs and public pools and how they are lending themselves negatively to the family experience, how they are, they're becoming more of a hassle than they are a pleasure. All of that ahead here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And our website is philhendryshow.com, live streaming video and audio of the show right now. If you go over there, you can watch us as well as listen to us, as well as look at us and say, what in the... It's right there at philhendryshow.com. And more people signing up because it is the largest repository of great radio shows in the world. And PC World, in fact, said that our website is one of the funniest on the World Wide Web. Joining us this hour is Stephen Bozell. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. And his story came to our attention today because it is summertime and we're looking at we're obviously looking at events and functions and, you know, the things that families do together. And Mr. Bozell, you were at a private pool, right? I want to say a public pool.
Yes, sir.
Which is it?
It's a private pool. It's a private swim club that we belong to.
Okay, and is that in Corona?
Yes, sir, it is. And if we belong to, we go in the summertime, but they have a pool. And it's also, I wanted to say, a tennis club as well. So they have both of those activities.
Okay, so it's a swim and it's a tennis club.
Yes, sir.
All right, what happened, this was at the outset of Memorial Weekend, right?
That is correct.
And you were at this swim club, and I'm told that we cannot mention the name for legal reasons, but it is in the area that you live. Were you there with another family?
I was there with a family that we live next door to, the Hutchins family. And we're friendly with them, and we have been friendly with them since we moved here in 97. I had relocated here from Knoxville, Tennessee, with a construction company that I own.
Okay.
And we've been friendly with them.
So they're next-door neighbors, and you went to this swim and tennis club with them on that Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And I was there with my wife and my two children, Stephen and April Jr., along with my wife, April. Mr. Hutchins was there with his wife, Sandra. He has two sons, David and Dean. And we were swimming with the family. And I had been talking to Mr. Hutchins that I have been on a diet and these kinds of things. And I challenged him to a race in the pool.
Okay.
And
how big's the pool? Is it?
Well, it's a good size. It's about a 50-meter long pool. They've had swim clubs use it, and my understanding is the local high school has used it for some swim meets.
Okay.
At that time, I started to swim, and that's when I was leading, and we were racing and having a good time. It was just swimming from one end of the pool to the other. And that's when I felt my suit begin to slip off because the drag on my swimsuit caused the suit to slip off, as it oftentimes will. I think maybe this had to do with the fact that I've been losing weight, and so maybe I didn't have a suit that fit me. I don't know, and that's not really relevant. What happened was I had to slow up to adjust the suit and pull it back on tighter, and that's when Mr. Hutchins swam past me and won this competition we were having, and I had said to him that I won, and he said, no, you didn't, and I said, yes, I did. So it was not a big moment. It didn't have to escalate, but it did, because he would not leave it alone. They began talking about how my pants had come down, and they had said that I would have won had I, you know, my pants hadn't come down. Why didn't I just let them come off? And that's when I said, well, because my daughter and there are women here. And
all right, what was this conversation you having? Was he making fun of you?
Mr. Hutchings was saying that had I just gone ahead and let the pants come off, I would have won the race. And I said to him, well, I feel that I did win the race because I was ahead of you when my swimsuit started to come down. He said, no, you didn't. My wife agreed with him, my son agreed with him, and my daughter. That's my own family going against me. And I said to him, so you would have rather seen me lose my pants, you see? And he said, yes. And I said, well, then I would have beat you, and he said, yes. I said, well, that doesn't make any sense because you're saying had I... So what I basically did is called my attorney, Mr. Henry, make a long story short, and she feels that the pool club is mostly to blame because they have an environment when there's a lot of people in the pool, it becomes very competitive, and you want to challenge somebody to a race because it's a big pool. And so they are culpable in that regard. And then number two, they
are... Now, hold on for a minute because I'm losing track here, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm losing track. You're in the pool, and you're with Mr. Hutchins. The two families are there, and you guys are swimming in this pool.
Yes, sir.
Now, who challenged who to the race?
I challenged him to a race.
All right, you challenged him to a swim race because you felt like you're in shape. You're losing weight, did you say?
I've been on a diet, yes, sir.
All right. So you were in this race, and you say you were winning the race.
I was well ahead of him, yeah.
And your suit started to come off.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Because of the water, or?
I think so. I guess... The suit didn't fit right. I had no idea whether it would fit right. I'd rarely been in this pool. I hadn't certainly swum that fast in this pool. So I was totally at the mercy of the pool and the club.
All right, I understand that. But your suit started to come off, so you stopped to pull your suit on tighter. He went past you, and he won the race.
That is correct.
And you claimed that you won the race.
If I hadn't had to pull my suit on, yeah.
All right, so if you hadn't have had to pull your suit on, you would have won the race. Your wife didn't agree, your son didn't agree, your daughter didn't agree, so Mr. Hutchins won the race in the mind of everybody there?
That is correct.
And all right, now hold on, because I just want to... Now all of a sudden you're blaming the pool?
Well, I'm blaming the... Yes, sir.
And why are you blaming the pool?
I'm blaming the
I mean, is it the club? You're blaming the club?
I'm blaming the swim club, yes, sir.
Okay. Why?
I'm blaming the swim club because had they not fostered an atmosphere of high competition and had they provided swimsuits that fit better in a 50-meter pool where people are going to have races, my suit would never come off, and I would have won the race. And the other thing that I'm also, you know, suing Mr. Hutchins because he advised me that my suit should have... He advised me to basically... take my pants off is what he was advising me to do in order to win the race.
What, well, you're suing the man who beat you in the race?
Yes, sir.
That's your neighbor?
That's Mr. Hutchins, yeah.
Okay, and you're suing him for what?
I'm suing him because he, Mr. Henry, you have to understand, he said to me, you would have won the race if you'd let your suit just come off. And I said, yes, but then I have no pants on. And he said, that you should have done that. I said to him, oh, so you're advising me to let my pants fly off with my daughter and all these women present. He said, I'm just saying you would have won the race. So I'm filing a lawsuit against him because I think that there is an argument.
Hold on, Fred. Did you get advice? You got advice from your attorney.
I think if I can finish, Mr. Attorney, there's an argument to be made that this man's pressure on me, making a comment like that when he knew I was under pressure, only increased it. And I just feel it.
You're going to sue this guy because he said you should have let your swimsuit fly off. And why are you suing him?
He was advising me to let my pants go off in front of my own daughter, in front of other women.
Okay, but that's just advice. He wasn't forcing you.
Well, according to my attorney, Dolores Blazingame is in Riverside, California. This man was putting... he was providing an extra emotional distress that the club had already put there by not providing me with a swimsuit, he said that I should have had my pants come off. I'm going by what she said. And
well, you know what? We should have had the attorney on here, because what you're telling me is, I don't know that you're explaining it right, you're suing your friend because he advised you to let your suit fly off. You would have won the race, and then the club, the swim club, because they didn't provide and that's another part of the lawsuit. Do you think swim clubs or public pools should provide suits?
I think so in this case, yes, sir.
Why?
Because they're aware of the size of their pool, they're aware of the competitive aspect of the pool, they know that people are going to be competitive, and they should have provided some kind of a suit that was not going to come off.
And, well, what kind of suit are we talking about?
Well, I think they should have a Speedo or any kind of brief, any kind of a suit that is not going to come off in that kind of weather. And instead, they did not do that. I began to swim. It's a 50-meter pool. It found my pants came off. And then Mr. Hutchins made the comment that he made.
And did you feel that you were you'd suffered some kind of an emotional distress?
You know, Mr. Ritter, I've answered this question.
Well, sir, I think it's a fair question.
I've answered it. Yes, there is emotional distress when your pants are about to come down in front of your own daughter, and then your next-door neighbor says, go ahead and let it rip. Yes, there is emotional distress. There's emotional distress when the pool should have had a swimsuit that I could put on that wasn't going to come halfway down my rear end.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking to Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. They were at a swim club over the Memorial weekend, and his swimsuit started to come off in the middle of a swimming race. He is holding the club responsible for not providing suits instead of him having to wear his own swimsuit and having it come down. He is holding the club responsible for not providing the kind of swimsuits that one can swim in these large pools in. He's also suing his own neighbor for advising him, you should have let your suit come off, even though his daughter was there and there are other women present. 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our guest, Steve Bozell, and your calls coming up in this lawsuit against a private club.
Phil. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line is Mr. Stephen Bozell. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. Was in a club pool. So this is a private pool that you were in, Mr. Bozell.
It's private, and now we pay a membership.
All right. And you were there, and you were competing with a friend of yours who was, you were competing in a race with a friend of yours when your suit began to slide off. Essentially, what I'm saying here is that you're suing your club because they didn't provide a bathing suit that fits you. Are they supposed to?
I don't want to get bogged down in that. My suit came down. My daughter saw it. Other people.
No, I have to ask you, are they supposed to provide you with a bathing suit?
Are they supposed to provide me with a bathing suit? My lawsuit is that they're supposed to provide me with a bathing suit that fits.
And I know what you'd like it to be, but I'm asking you what the reality is. Are they supposed to provide you with a bathing suit?
No, sir.
No, they were not.
No, they were not. You say no, they were not, like you've just scored a big point.
And no, I don't think I've scored a big point. I'm trying to get information here.
No, they were not, but I had on a bathing suit that I did not know was not fit for a 50-meter swim race. It came down all the way down. And I'm in the pool looking for my bathing suit. You can see clearly through the water that I have no suit on, so everyone can see. Getting out of the pool, there was a fair amount of ridicule, and we're collecting names right now of individuals who had deemed it necessary to laugh at me. When I got out of the pool to properly put my suit on, naturally I'm there without any pants. You can see everything, and I heard definitely. So we're asking people to come forward who did laugh at me. You can save me time and step forward, and you'll pay a smaller price for what you did to me. And
you're asking people to come forward who did what, sir?
That ridiculing me as I stood there without any pants on, trying to get them on, with my daughter there and women there.
Why did you come out of the pool?
I beg your pardon?
Why did you step out of the pool? Why didn't you pull your suit on while you were in the pool?
It was not possible to get my suit fully on because there was water in the, obviously you want to get the water out of the suit.
And I don't understand that. You can certainly put your suit on while you're sitting in the water. You can't do that?
No, sir, you cannot. You can't put your suit on. You have to get out of the water. That means you're exposing everyone to your, to everything that they, you know, everyone can see it. And
you're asking people to step forward. I doubt very seriously, sir, if anyone's going to step forward. Do you have any kind of a mechanism to get people to admit to what they've done?
Well, we certainly do. I have the physical description of individuals that had ridiculed me, and my attorney is in possession of those. So I would like anybody who's listening to me right now who was there that day to know that I saw, you know, we were pretty sure who you are and what you were looking at it, and you saw me and pointed and left. And so we are going to be asking them to step forward. Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Mr. Stephen Bozell about the lawsuit he's planning against his private swim club. When his suit came off in the water during a 50-meter race, he feels they should have provided a suit that fits, and also the individuals who were there laughing at him as he got out of the pool without any suit on to put it back on. Here is Jason in Boston listening on WTKK. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to comment. I have never claimed that my country club is embarrassing me beyond psychological repair because they don't give me the best golf clubs in the world. This guy has to grow up, head to Walmart if he wants to, and pick up his own Speedo, bearing all...
Wait a minute. When is your golf club... When have you had your pants come off because of your golf club? I don't understand the analogy.
Well, why doesn't my country club give me the best clubs in the world so I play better and I don't expose myself in my awful golf game to the rest of the world?
Well, but that's not the same thing as your golf game. People have got to know golf to know whether you're playing golf good or not. Nobody has to know nothing to see that I got no... everything came flying off in the water. And I'm standing there with my own daughter looking at me.
Boy, for that reason alone, why didn't you put your suit on in the water? You knew your daughter was there.
I could not get my suit on in the water.
Did you not know that you were coming to race a 50-meter race or whatever it might be, that you might want to have a suit that equips you to a 50-meter race? I don't show up to a driving contest with just my daughter.
Well, I didn't know. It was our families. We were there. We were having a fun day, and that's when Roy Hutchins... I think my neighbor who challenged me to the race had this in mind before he left the house. I think he knew he was going to challenge me to this race, and he knew that my pants...
Listen, I think this is so litigious and split down the road that you're not taking any accountability for your personal being and who you are. I mean, if you want to compete at this level, you have to come to the table with the tools that it takes. Don't expect someone else to provide you.
This guy challenged me to the race. I think if you're going to have a big pool, you should provide people with suits that won't come, that won't, you know, go down to your knees and also in the middle of a race. Okay?
If you're going to have a full service golf course, please give me a driver that smashes the ball 280 yards and straight.
Well, I'm not asking them to help me win the race. I'm just asking them to give me a suit that doesn't go down to my knees, halfway when I'm leading.
So they forced you into a suit that didn't fit. They said wear this because this is the only thing that you can wear. No, you could have easily gone and picked up a racer suit or a pair of shorts that you brought with yourself, couldn't you?
You were not aware that you were going to be in a race?
I was not aware. No, I was not aware. That's the one thing I want to say that goes against everything this gentleman's saying. I was not aware.
Okay, so fine. You were not aware. But the fact is, you should have said you didn't have to race. You should have said to Mr. Hutchins, I don't want to race you because the suit that I'm wearing is too big and too heavy and might come off.
I don't know anything about a 50-meter. All of a sudden, I'm supposed to be Mark Spitz, and I know all about it. I don't think so.
Well, no, but then like the gentleman was saying, and thank you very much, Jason, for your call. Like the gentleman was saying, take responsibility, though, for the race that you're about to be in. All right, we got more phone calls, and we're going to get to them here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Mr. Stephen Bozell.
Mr. Henry, I want to just jump in here. That gentleman said, he kept on saying, I don't expect golf clubs. if he plays a bad game of golf, he's going to walk off the course and his pants are still going to be up around his waist. And no one's going to go, I can see, you know, point at him and point at it. But I had my suit come down around my knees, and I had to get out of the water with my suit around my knees, and everyone pointed.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Stephen Bozell and his suit coming off. He's suing the pool.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and our website is philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. Right now, you can go over there and check out a live streaming video of our show as it is progressing. Mr. Stephen Bozell has joined us. Mr. Bozell, I have to tell you that during the break, I went to our website and I read some of the comments of just some of our people who are following along, and they join our comment section. And there are people who are saying the same thing over and over and over again, which is, why do you blame the club for a mistake, basically, that you made?
Well, I anticipate that, Mr. Henry, in the legal filing, why do I blame the club? Okay, and I anticipated that, and so we feel very comfortable about it.
Okay, well, what's your reason?
Well, our reason is the pool that was constructed by this club is a very large, very beautiful pool. It's well-maintained. It is heated. It is very inviting. Everything about the pool just tells you you want to go in it and swim and do everything in it, including swim in a race. So they know they've created an environment that invites people to swim and to compete and splash around, you know, and dive and everything. So they know there was going to be races, and they knew that my pants would come down, not my pants, but people would be in that pool ill-equipped, and they'd be racing, and their pants are going to come down. And one other point I wanted to make, sir, is that there is every likelihood that your pants are going to come down right in front of your own daughter. And did they at all make any provision for that? No, sir, they did not.
I think that's some pretty specific stuff that you're talking about there, and I think it's a pretty weird, frankly, I think it's pretty weird to expect a club to consider all of that.
Consider whether or not your pants are going to come off? No, sir, I don't think so.
Yeah, because if you're a large pool, people do a lot of things.
Well, it has lane lines, sir, and that's when you put lane lines in some part of the pool. Now, okay, right there, you're telling people let's race, and that's the area where no one can beat. That's the point we're going to make in court, and no one can beat that.
Because they got lane lines. You mean like
competitive lane lines for pool? Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to a phone call here. This hour with Stephen Bozell suing his public pool in Corona. Veronica in Tucson, Arizona, listening on KJLL. Veronica, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. With all due respect, I do understand how you might feel, you know, and how embarrassed you might have felt. But my question to you is why you didn't maybe reach out and maybe get a towel, or, you know, did you not have a towel that you could have gotten, or didn't somebody throw a towel out to you?
I did, ma'am, and I asked my wife, who was, and I would like to make this point, and this is the point Mr. Hendry was laughing at. I tried to get my wife's attention, but she was laughing, as was everyone laughing at me, and I said, would you give me a towel?
Well, what, you were standing out of the pool.
Well, yes, sir, I was, and they were laughing.
You described it, if you don't mind me interrupting, because Veronica, you described he's standing there with his bathing suit around his knees, right?
That's why I was having a difficult time. It was twisted around my knees, so I got up out of the water. And
so you're standing there naked from the waist down, asking for a towel.
And my wife laughing at me. That's the point I wanted to make.
All right, did she get you a towel?
Who?
Your wife. Did she get you a towel?
Yeah, but the point is she's laughing the whole time.
Well, she's too calm, too.
Yeah, she's going, ha, 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 ha. She's picking the towel up and handing it to me and going, ha, ha, ha.
But she's still giving you the towel.
She's giving me a towel while I'm standing there with my butt in the breeze.
Right. That's I think that If I would have been there with my daughter, I would have thrown you my own towel.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very, very much. And I'm supposed to feel bad about it. And I'd feel bad that your daughter saw me, you know, saw my, I don't know what you want to, you know, but you know what I mean, right?
Right. But I don't think that it's the fault of the pool, you know, the people that, that provide that beautiful pool area for you to enjoy. I think that the people were very insensitive, but not their fault. I mean, they can't control what other people do and how, you know, how they handled themselves so immaturely. But still, is
it my fault if I turned and I looked at your daughter and she's looking right straight at it? Is that my fault? No.
Turn and look at her. You know, Mr. Bozell, you're making it. You should have put that suit on in the pool. I'm not buying the idea that you had to get out of the water naked.
It was twisted around my knees. This lady understands. She understands. And I apologize, man, that your daughter would have to see me nude from the waist down the first time she sees a man's, you know, manhood.
Oh, come on.
I probably All right. would have stayed in the pool. I would have stayed in the pool, and I would have asked someone to bring me a towel from the side. If my bathing suit top would have come off or my bathing suit bottom would have come off, I would have asked somebody to please bring me a towel, and then I would have covered myself up and then used the towel to discreetly get out of the pool instead of come out buck naked and then, you know, kind of...
Exactly. There you go. So there you go. I agree with Veronica.
Yes, but we did clearly state in our lawsuit that women are always going to be more sensible about it because if a woman buck naked is of a higher value than a man, you know, buck naked. If someone sees me nude, they just laugh. If someone sees Veronica, they're, you know, they fall in love with her.
Come on, man. Are you serious about what you're saying?
I'm saying that women are more of a high value target nude.
More of a high-value target. All right, Veronica, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move over to Michael in Brooklyn, New York. Michael, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, I'm listening to this gentleman, and he's from what state? He's from California, correct?
Corona, right?
Corona, California.
Corona, California.
I'm in Corona, California, sir, yes.
All right. Okay, all right. My question is to you is, I mean, I've been listening in the news regarding California and how they are in turmoil right now as far as they're having problems with money. You talk to an attorney regarding this. What do you expect to win in the California judicial system, in our great American judicial system? I cannot believe you're going to take this in front of a judge California, and what do you expect to win?
Well, sir, I believe that a man has a right to go in front of a judge in the United States of America if he has been unfairly processed, if he's been unfairly processed. I came out of the pool and my shorts were down around my knees, and everyone's laughing and pointing right there. And then the pool not giving me a bathing suit.
So my question is to you is, what do you expect to win?
Yes, sir. I expect to win a judgment against this pool that they will provide bathing suits that don't slide off.
Why should a private club need to provide a bathing suit? Listen, I went on company picnics, okay?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
I've been on company picnics, and if I'm not dressed properly, okay, to run or to play softball. And if my colleague was to ask me if I would like to join, and knowing that I'm not properly dressed, I wouldn't participate.
Yes,
so you, right. to,
well,
you said
I,
that your
I felt,
neighbor.
I had on a bathing suit, but in the 50-meter race, it slid down to my knees and
okay.
exposed
right.
everything
okay.
that was there.
All right. Okay. I understand your daughter using a 50 meter race. Okay. But did you look for other people around? Did you look at other people around you to see how they was dressed before you, you know, before your ego, before you put your ego up and said, oh, I'll race you? Because I'm pretty sure there was other people that was there and they were racing. So did you see how they was dressed and knowing that, you know, you was going into a 50 meter race? And you was wearing baggy trunks, yes, and knowing that they had the potential to slip off.
I knew that, but you see, everybody else was wearing suits that I knew was not going to slip down. I knew that I got set up by my neighbor to go in this race because he knew my pants would come down.
Everybody else's pants
were going to stay up.
How do you know everybody else's pants were going to stay up?
I knew it because I saw Hutchins laughing when my pants came down.
Well, of course he's going to laugh. Everybody's going to laugh. I mean,
yeah, everybody. Would you, my friend? What happened to you?
Yes, sir.
You got your ego. Yes. You got your ego crushed, and there should be something between you and your landlord. I mean, you and your neighbor. You shouldn't be taking this into time of somebody's time of the judge time, talking about a bathing suit matter. That's between you and your neighbor. You got to look.
Your
neighbor just made you look like a buffoon. Use your daughter, and you see how other people were dressed, and your trunks was not properly fit. You shouldn't have never gotten to the pool and ran with this guy and try to swim and trying to beat this guy.
Okay.
And that's what it was. It was an ego thing. It was an ego. You was ego tripping.
It was a couple of guys challenging each other to a race. I understand that, Mr. Bozell. That's going to happen.
Oh, you see, you understand it. Have you ever been in a race?
You mean a swimming race?
Yeah.
I used to swim in high school. I mean, that's what I did.
Okay, did your pants come down?
No, sir, they did not, but we're wearing fitting trunks. If this is a competition, this was a friendly race, and your pants start slipping down, you're going to have to say, gee, I guess I lose the race because I got to pull my pants up.
Who's going to do that? You're in a race.
Well, look, if you've got girls and little girls and children around, and that's what you were concerned with, but you decide, you stopped, you did the right thing, but now you're crying about it, you know?
Because Hutchins said he won the race, and he knows full well he wouldn't have had my pants not come off.
And then you get out of the pool.
You did win the race. You were disqualified because your pants fell down. That's what happened. Your pants fell down. He won the race. And that's it. That's just like a race car. I'm pretty sure you watch NASCAR or whatever. If the guy runs past the finish line, he loses the race.
He wins the race, but payback is hell. So I got out of the pool to show him what he did, and now they're blaming me for showing little girl my thing.
Wait a minute. You got out of the pool. You got out of the pool on purpose.
Yes, sir.
To do what?
To show him what he did to me.
What'd he do to you?
He challenged. Am I the only guy that understands? He challenged me to race. My pants came down.
And he won.
Yeah.
So you got out of the water to show everybody how nude you were.
What's that?
What did he do to you?
He laughed at me. My pants came down. He says he wins the race. So I got out of the water and showed everybody how it was true. My pants were down, and there's little kids there.
And you're the guy that's suing. They ought to sue you for showing the little kid. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying they ought to sue me for what?
You got out of the water on purpose to show everybody.
I was not thinking about the little kids. I was going to say to Hutchins, look what you did to me. Good.
Oh, I don't buy that at all. 877-876-PHIL. If you're going to be in a race and your trunks don't fit and they fall down and the guy beats you because your trunks fell down, don't come crawling out of the pool with your pants down to say, look what you did. I would have won had my trunks not come down. And now he's suing them for laughing at him. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell. This is really what this is about, is the frivolous lawsuit thing people talk about. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here, and we are talking, you know, the summer is upon us, and there are any number of activities that families are involved in. One, of course, is swimming in a pool, whether it is a public pool or a private club pool, and we have with us Mr. Stephen Bozell, who has been talking with us about an incident at his club pool where his suit came off after being involved in a competitive race. You're suing people because your suit came off, and you're suing people for laughing at you, Mr. Bozell, but you yourself admit you came out of that water on purpose.
I came out of the water, sir, as a way of defending myself from what I thought was a... I thought it was very, very wrong of him to do what he did. He showed the children, you know, that he was unfair in the way he conducted the race.
And so your payback to him was to come out of that water naked all the way down to your knees in front of everybody.
Sir?
That you don't call that childish.
Sir, he caused that to happen, and so I was showing everyone actions have consequences. If he is going to laugh at me because my pants came off, then I'm going to show him the consequences of my pants coming down. And yes, and the people that were there.
877-876-PHIL. I got to tell you, I think it's very childish, you know. And
no, sir, it is not. You know,
you were talking about your own daughter and other kids and other girls, and you know, and this was the result of you. Here is George in Marlborough, Massachusetts. George, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. I hope this guy's prepared to pay for the court costs because all the action was caused by him. When I was 15, I was in the same situation where I had to acquire a bathing suit because some people went to a pool and I didn't have a bathing suit. And what did I do? I went up to the high diving board, dove off, and the next thing I knew, the new bathing suit was down around my ankles. So all I did was pull it back up, get out of the pool, and no one even noticed. I mean, this man, I hope
that's a completely different situation. That's a totally different situation.
How is that different?
You know, I wasn't there to see if there was anybody that witnessed it. Did you have witnesses?
Did I have witnesses to what? Nobody saw the pattern. I was in the pool.
Well,
I saw it.
You say that no one saw it, but
No one laughed at me. No one saw anything.
Okay, so you don't know what it's like. So you don't.
I didn't get out of the pool and wave the pants around. I simply pulled them back up while I was in the water, and no one noticed.
I did not wave the pants around either, sir.
No, but you got out of the pool nude.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said you did.
Well, it's not nude. My pants were on my knees.
Well, I pulled.
But
mine
you got
up.
Out of that.
Yeah, but you were not induced. Your pants didn't come down because someone lied to you.
No one lied to
me.
Well,
who lied?
No one lied to you.
Yes, they did. They engaged me in a 50-meter race knowing that my pants are going
to
slide down.
How did he lie to you?
He knew it was inducement, knowing that I was going to have my pants come down.
If I got in a race with somebody on a track somewhere and my pants fell down, I couldn't say, well, he knew my pants were going to fall down. You're an idiot.
Yeah, you could if you're wearing the wrong pants. Now I'm an idiot. What if you went out in a full race and you're wearing slacks?
Yeah, and my pants fell down. I'm going to sue the slacks company?
No, you're going to sue the guy who said, let's race. He knew you were wearing slacks.
So what?
Well, you knew you were wearing slacks. You knew you were wearing slacks. Why are you running in slacks?
This guy, see, both of you gentlemen are engaged in not listening to me.
Well, no, I think we're listening to you. I think we're listening to you just fine. So thank you very much, George. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Linda in Toronto listening on CFRB. Hello, Linda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't think that there is a fair hearing.
No, sir. There's a people are listening. Go ahead, Linda.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. This is so ridiculous. First of all, sir, what I suggest, next time you go to swimming, you should wear a hazmat suit, okay? And second of all, you're an exhibitionist.
Are you a gentleman or a lady?
It's a woman, Linda.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You know, second of all, you're an exhibitionist. All you had to do was to ask someone for a towel, but you refused to because you knew pretty well what you were doing. You are an exhibitionist.
The man said, let's race. I said, okay. Now, halfway across, my pants come down, and I'm thinking, okay, now I get it. He knows he's going to win because I'm going to stop him.
next time I wear a hazmat suit so it won't happen again, or don't go swimming. But you're an exhibitionist. You knew fully well what you were doing.
What kind of a suit? A hammer suit.
A hazmat suit.
What is that? What you said?
Hazardous material suit.
What?
Just don't go swimming. You know what? You knew kids were... You should have gotten someone to give you a towel.
You got out... You got out of the water, and you knew...
I got out of the... Yes, by then, it was a fait accompli. By then, no stopping it. Ma'am, by then, there was no stopping it. I had to get out of the water nude.
I don't believe you. You knew exactly what you were doing. You're an exhibitionist. You should be sued.
For what? For getting out of the pool?
For exposing it.
Oh, my
God. God.
Are you crying?
No, I'm trying to.
Not you, Mr. Bozell.
I can't even get a Canadian. You know what, ma'am? I hope that when you die, God. I hope when you die, God says to you, no, go
this
the other place.
This is getting crazy.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Phil Hendry.